For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will head to Mankato this weekend for the CCHA semifinals, joined by Adam Flamang. Has the smile left your face yet after last Sunday?
No, definitely. It feels good to move on and be able to play Mankato here this weekend.
What's it like emotionally? Two game-winning goals in consecutive days, especially, it's the playoffs.
Yeah, it feels good. But in reality, I'm just happy that we get another week with the guys and hang out with the seniors for another week and get prepared for Mankato.
What are the emotions like of Friday night to Saturday morning to the elation of Saturday night to having to get back up again on Sunday?
Yeah, Coach talked about it after we won on Saturday when we're having breakfast Sunday morning, how we're happy and talking and joking around, and he talked about how they must be feeling over there is kind of what we felt on Saturday morning, and it's better to have that good feeling than that bad feeling for sure.
Walk us through the game-winning goal for game three.
Yeah, I cut to the middle, just kind of threw a puck on net, went to the corner. Me and Yuri got into a battle with one of their guys, and Yuri made a really good play and sauced it over a stick to me and closed my eyes and shot, and it went in.
Once you got the puck back about the dot, you look up. Were you surprised to not see anybody between you and the goalie?
Yeah, it was just me and the goalie, and I was like, all right, let's see what happens here, and shot it.
How does that play differ, right-handed goalie to left-handed goalie?
Yeah, that would have been his glove side, so I don't know. He might not have a better chance to snag that with his glove because I think it went right under his arm. So, yeah.
Did he have the other post where, you know, if that was gloves or blocker side, you know, to his right, would have you had anything to shoot at there?
I don't know. I mean, probably not, to be honest. I probably would have just shot it still and hoped something leaked through, but yeah.
As the series went on, penalty kill was phenomenal. What made you guys so darn good last week?
Yeah, I think, were they 12 for 12 or something like that? I think they're really good at our blue line. Augustana didn't really have a clean in the whole weekend, and really good gaps, won battles, blocked shots. It was collective group.
You just played Minnesota State. Aren't too many secrets between you guys. You just played a couple of weeks ago. What are you anticipating the compete level, the intensity level is going to be like?
Yeah, it's going to be a war. I mean, it's our biggest rival. I'm sure that building is going to be sold out, and everyone's going to be playing their best. So it's going to be a fun and exciting game.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will head to Mankato this week, joined by alternate captain Yuri Väisänen. Yuri, I want to focus on the emotional side of last week a little bit. I was texting back and forth with a fan, and I sometimes forget this too, even though I'm around you guys all the time. This fan goes, we forget that they're human. The emotions from Friday night to Saturday morning, it was a different feel around the breakfast room on Saturday. What was that time like of little doubt, but yet getting yourselves ready to go again once the puck did drop on Saturday?
Well, yeah, like you said, I thought it was really hard waking up Saturday morning after we lost, knowing our backs were up against the wall. So, I mean, there was just, in my opinion, it was focus, maybe a little bit of fear, doubt. But we knew we had to get it done, and thankfully we did.
What happens in that locker room is sacred. I'm going to let you say what you want or not say. Was there a rah-rah moment by somebody? Was there a moment where you guys all said, you know, got up together as a team, or did everybody just kind of do it by themselves?
No, I don't think there was a specific moment like that. I thought we were pretty resilient mentally the whole weekend. It was probably one of the most challenging weekends we've had emotionally, just so many ups and downs. Even in that second game we won, we were up 2, I believe, and they tied it up. So, I mean, there's just so many times when doubt can kind of creep into your mind, and you just got to push through it.
Hockey can be such a somewhat goofy sport. Noah Quinn takes a couple of penalties on Sunday. Happens. Game-time goal. Big-time goal. What was it like to see him rewarded, for lack of a better term, with that goal to tie it up?
Yeah, I mean, that was so amazing. I remember I was skating off the ice, and I didn't realize it went in until I turned back. So no, good for him. He took a couple penalties, and he sure made up for it and saved the game for us.
Game winner. You and Flamang both making a play happen. Asked him to walk us through it. Walk us through it from your perspective.
Yeah, well, Adam entered the zone. I was trying to drive the net. He puck went in the corner after he shot it. There was a little battle on the wall, and I was listening to Adam describe my pass as a as one of the greatest plays of all time, but I just tried to keep it low, to be honest, keep the puck low, and it went straight on his tape, and I saw that he had a bunch of room. What a great shot, and I don't know, I was just so excited.
Beginning of the season, you guys were, as a collective group, beaten quite handily on the faceoff dot. Something changed, because now it's completely, the script has been flipped. As Jackson Jutting is going out there and doing what he's doing, how do the rest of you centers feed off of what he's doing?
Yeah, I mean, Jackson, he's been huge on the dot. He's taken, I believe, the most face-offs in the CCHA. So it's something we focus on the whole year, making sure we get our reps in practice. And every time we had a have a bad game on the face-off dot, we definitely hear about it. So it's something we put a huge emphasis on.
I think you were 65, 70%, something like that on Sunday. You personally, what do you do to get better?
Just try to watch video, get reps, kind of learn how I can get an advantage. Everyone takes face-offs so differently. So some guys might be bigger or stronger, so I got to find a way to beat them, even if I'm not going to out-muscle them. So kind of learning as you go.
This game has all the makings of should be a doozy. How do you block out all the extra noise and just focus on playing the game come Saturday?
Well, we've played in two elimination games already, so we know what it takes. Our backs are up against the wall again, against the best team in the conference. So it's going to be a war. It's going to be a fun game to watch and in front of a great crowd.
Does what happened 2 weeks ago mean anything?
I think we learned a lot from 2 weeks ago. We played a pretty good game on Friday, lost Saturday. So we definitely know what we got to do coming in.
Best of luck.
Thank you.